Improvisation is a little bit of a touchy subject for classical musicians because this is the one thing that we feel we don't do as well as other people. Jazz musicians, classical musicians, don't get along because on the one hand, the classical musicians try to do the finesse in as refined a way as possible, whereas with jazz musicians, it's all about creativity.
Never taught me how to improvise for silent films. I had a fairly typical classical music education, so I have a reasonably good repertoire of classical musical styles. Capturing the emotions of the film and the characters is very important for me. My default setting for improvisation is probably late romantic, impressionistic sort of classical music.
The piano is a great instrument for improvisation because it sort of transcends different genres of music. So, for instance, if you hear the saxophone, you instantly almost sort of think about jazz and the whole history of that side of music because that instrument is so strongly linked with that style. But the piano is sort of neutral, really. It's a completely open book. So the beauty of that as a piano player and an improvising piano player is that when you sit down to play and make music, you can just go off in any particular direction. So if you wanted to create an emotional sound world, which was very sort of bleak and sort of mysterious, then the piano was a perfect instrument to do that. Or if you want to have something which is very sort of regal and stately, then the piano is also fantastic for that too. Or if maybe you wanted to have something which was a bit more sort of action-based.
Well, the question I'm most often posed at the end of a show where I've been improvising, people will come up and say, just how on earth do you think that fast? You know, I'd love to see inside your head when you're doing that. And of course, the answer is you can't possibly process the information that quickly. It's not feasible for the brain. You're not thinking about what the next note is you're going to play or the next chord. It's an instinct. It's like an improvisational muscle. And the only way I can really explain it is if I was to say to you, just pick a sentence and say, how do you think Charles Dickens would have said that? And as long as you're sort of a literate person and somebody who's read a bit of Dickens, you could probably have a reasonable stab at saying, well, Dickens might have expressed it like this, or Shakespeare might have said, forsooth, and whatever, you know. And musically, it's not really that different. That's exactly how it feels to me. With a knowledge of the styles, I don't sit and process each note and each chord. It just comes out in that style.
One of the things that was interesting for me having studied improvisation is the fact that the structures are extremely thought through, is actually a lot more defined than you would think. And it was quite liberating for me to know that that was possible. Having studied with various improvisers, I know that one of the things that they insist on in their training is listening, and that's something that classical musicians probably don't do enough of.
In jazz improvisation, you start off learning things like the blues and various sequences and chords and what you call licks, you know, and you start off sort of aping other people's, and you hear a great lick and you'll go away and practice that, and eventually the hope is that you'll develop an individual voice with your own licks and your own phrases and all the rest of it. And it's very similar if you're playing in classical styles. I mean, I remember sort of listening to something that my father would put a record on, and I'd hear a bit of the Nutcracker or something and just think there'll be four bars that were like condensed Tchaikovsky, and that was like gold dust to me. I'd go away and bottle that and think I can drag that out and put it in the middle of anything and it will transform it into Tchaikovsky or a little bit of condensed Mozart. So it's almost the same thing. You get those phrases that couldn't possibly be anybody else.
Uh, after a period, you do become a little bit telepathic about silent films. You just sense the way they're going. I remember accompanying a Max Davidson comedy film in which it was one of those slapstick fights. It started off with punches and it came down to the other guy plucking Max Davidson's nose hair. And so for each of those, I would try and pluck a piano string just to make it sound even more, you know, winsome.
So really, there's such a wide range of emotions that you can cover. And when you sit down, I feel really privileged when I get to play a concert because you can just sit down at the piano and just start and do something. And the nice thing about jazz music is that it is a completely open book and it's a very human sort of musical form. So everything that happens, you know, in your life and how you feel physically really goes into the way that you make music. So if you're tired or if you've had a great meal or a lousy journey to the gig, all these things actually go into the pot to sort of affect the way that you're making music. So with the piano, it's great because you can just sit there and you've got everything to draw on, however you feel in the moment.